Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we have a guest in studio. We have Philip Wright in here with the Boy Scouts of America. And we're going to talk about a lot of really good things that are happening with scouting here locally. First of all, Philip, I want to say thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
We once again, overachieving scouts. We're going to get to that here in a minute because, boy, we got the documentation for that.
Yeah.
Now, earlier this week, we talked with Mr. Copeland a little bit about some of the things that were going on nationally that really don't affect us.
They should not. They should not. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So we had the Boy Scouts of America were declaring bankruptcy at the national level in a court in Delaware, way far away.
Yeah.
But we raise our money right here locally.
That's right. That's right, Tom. I'm not glad you mentioned that. You know, we're totally separate entities. You know, they're national, they're in Delaware. We're totally separate. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Now, I tell you what, you partner here with the Bartlesville Regional
United Way. That's right. We're United Way partner. We're so, so honored to have that partnership. It's a great partnership. And we're just delighted to be partners with the United Way.
I tell you what, they do great work. We have them in quite a bit, too. And it's nice to meet the individual partners that are blessed with, you know, the financial giving and backing that our community sends their way. And then, of course, they distribute it out.
That's right. They sure do. Yes.
Now, I want to get into some of the things that are going on here when it comes to, you know, your growth. We're seeing a lot of things. It's all local here from all of the information we've been getting. Very darn little, if anything, comes at the national level.
That's right.
And I want people to be secure in that.
That's right. So let me go over some of the statistics, some of the highlights, you know.
Please do.
I want to start off. Last year, we ended up in the top 20% out of 261 councils, top 20% in fiscal management.
Wow.
That's amazing. And we also ended in the top 20% in recruitment. So that is in our fall recruitment, when we go into the schools and recruit youth to join the program, out of 261 councils, only 86 had growth. And we were one of 86 nationwide.
Super.
Yes.
Now, one thing that caught my attention, 23 Eagle Scouts?
Yes.
I mean, I've lived in towns where they had two or three, but let alone 23?
You know, Tom, and that's a testament to the leadership and the quality of program that we have here in the Cherokee Area Council as a United Way partner agency. Mm-hmm. It is amazing to see just the level of training that our leaders have, our top leaders. As a matter of fact, when you break down the numbers and go into our age group for Scout BSA, and that's the 10.5 to 18, we actually had surpassed our recruitment average just by the retention level of our leaders in that level. So it's amazing. The national average is less than 2%. We averaged over 3% of Eagle Scouts last year. Just amazing.
This is really a blessed area to be living in, and you find out the reasons why. You know, with every day you learn something, and when you learn about how the Cherokee Area Council, the Boy Scouts of America, operates, and like you said, retention.
Yes.
That's amazing because, you know, kids are so fickle. They'll try something for 5 minutes, and 5 minutes later they're off to something else. But to stay with something, that speaks volumes.
To stay and finish. And, you know, the other thing, too, is we'll have our banquet, our council banquet coming up. Mm-hmm. But then what's going to happen is our community, we get a chance to see our Eagle Scouts. And it's amazing the Eagle projects, the service hours. Last year, not just Eagle projects, but council-wide, we had over 12,000 hours of community service given back to the community. Mm-hmm. Now, it's important to notice this. When an Eagle Scout does, when they do their Eagle project, it does not benefit scouting.
Oh, it benefits
community. It has to benefit the community. So to see that, you know, to see these 23 projects across the Cherokee Area Council, it's just amazing.
One of the projects, if I remember from
giving back
last summer, was a young man who got tired of seeing the road where he was. It just kind of washed away every spring. And he did something about it. Darn near build a bridge. What is this? That's an ambitious young man, and he got it done. So that's just an example of what's going on. Now, we have this Friends of Scouting annual patron dinner. That's
correct.
Coming up quickly.
Yes, yes,
that's
next week.
Less
yes,
than a week.
That's right. That's right. Thursday,
mm-hmm.
Thursday, right here at the community center, Bartlesville Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
As doors open at 6:30. And we have a wonderful guest speaker, Getna Drummond. He is coming in and going to give us a wonderful story, his story of scouting, how scouting changed his life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just so honored to have him as our guest speaker. So, yes, this Thursday at 6:30, the doors were open, and we're still looking for donors to come in, and we have room. And so we're looking forward to a wonderful, wonderful event. Celebrate, not just to thank our donors, to celebrate what scouting is doing here locally.
Now, when I was a young guy, I did the Cub Scouts. I got into Boy Scouts. I teamed schools, kind of missed out a little bit, but I picked up on the Explorer end.
Yes.
And believe it or not, the testimony here, folks, this is actual factual. In 1975, the Explorer Scouts put me into this profession of broadcasting.
Wow.
A radio station was
thank
looking
you,
to get a couple of young folks who might be interested in it in our, my little town in Nowhere, Indiana. And about four of us stayed with it, and they hired us on. I said, well, that's pretty cool. You know, I got a job now, and it doesn't require cleaning the barn. So I think my folks were rather impressed, and I can tell you right now that scouting put me where I am right now 45 years later.
Wow. So thank you for sharing that, because we have so many of those stories. As a matter of fact, this past week I was meeting with Michael Hart, one of our board members,
uh-huh.
helping with our Explorer program. And we have three Explorer units right here in Bartlesville, two in Bartlesville and one in Dewey. And it's amazing to see. We call it, it's one of those kept secrets that helps youth realize that, look, as a parent, if I can put my child in the Explorer program, then if I see that career and I really want that career, mm-hmm. you probably could have saved hundreds or hundreds of thousands of dollars in college spending it on something that you don't want to do. We see so many young people that go to college and then they graduate and go, oh, that's not what I wanted to do. When exploring, like you mentioned, you have a chance to actually explore a career and then go, wow, this is what I want to do. So we're so grateful for our partners, the police department. We've got Youth Court, Dewey Middle School. We're just incredibly, incredibly honored to have those partners.
I can speak from experience that the local police department was really happy that I got involved in scouting. More than one officer said, you know something, son, you just look like trouble waiting to happen. Yep, record's clean. I didn't do anything wrong. I guess I just had that look about me. So I better get occupied, better stay busy. So that was really neat. This goal council that we touched on,
yes.
this is really something
yes.
else. And this is
yes.
something that we had
yes.
in our news
yes.
story, only 8%.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. It is very hard to obtain. It is the performance measures to become a gold council.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing and it's hard. It's part of the Journey to Excellence program, which is a nationwide program. So mm-hmm. every council in America is graded by the same level of rigor. And so, you know, for us to be the council in Oklahoma to have three consecutive years of gold speaks strongly of the leadership right here, our board, our leaders, our scouters, our partner agencies, all of that coming together. It touches every aspect from camping hours to service hours, from advancement, merit badge at the Scout BSA level to the Cub Scout level, advancement to the Cub Scout level. It touches, it even talks about direct leaders trained, how many leaders, the percentage of leaders that are trained in their specific position. And then it goes into the fiscal management. You know, not just fiscal management, but also the fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And then also endowment. We received the Endowment of Excellence Award thanks to John Hauck and his committee. Again, preparing the future, preparing the council for the future mm-hmm. is also part of it. So it's not just working for today, but also working for long term to keep the council viable and going. We just celebrated 110 years,
mm-hmm.
and our goal is to be here for another 110 years and beyond. I mean, how do we do that? By making sure that we're working on the endowment process for next year
mm-hmm.
and the years to come. But it also talks about our community impact and our community impact, continue to increase that community impact, which means going to more organizations, asking them to be partners, and growing with more schools. We have our Learn for Life program. As a matter of fact, today at Kane Elementary, we have one of our executives helping our program today and the teachers over there.
Mm-hmm.
And just a wonderful partner. So that's the community coming together, and it's a wonderful thing.
Well, this is something else. You know, when I was a little guy, as a little first grader, you'd see the guys going around in their Cub Scout uniform. Yeah. You're like, well, dude,
yeah,
that's like a full-grown guy. He's nine, you know? You get your Cub, you get your Tiger, you get the little Weeblo thing, you know, and then you go on to the Boy Scouts and what have you, and even on to Eagle or Explorer. There's just so many different things that a young person can learn.
Yes.
And these are lessons that stick with you for life, you know, like honor.
Yeah.
Telling the truth.
Yeah.
Like being accountable. You know, things. They were really sticklers on that. And my brother and I were kind of fun-loving guys. And we realized, man, we're not getting away with anything here. this must be straighten-up time. We're not saying send your kids to the scout for straighten-up time, but it helps.
It does. And it's amazing what you get. You know, in the Scout BSA program, I just wanted to, if I could, a small story. We have my father, for example. You know, he was an orphan at an early age. But then he joined a troop. And there was one merit badge, engineering. And just like you, because of that little engineer merit badge, my dad grew up to become an aeronautical engineer.
Wow.
So it just goes to show, like you're saying, you come into scouting, you know, the skills, the character development, but more importantly, what you're learning, which will last you for life. Mm-hmm. And you'll go on to, like you said, you could be in that career, and it could be in a different career, but what the skill level you're getting throughout your scouting career is just amazing. We measured that 5 years. If a youth stays in scouting 5 years, that is what we call the tipping point, because you get so much more out of just staying there at least 5 years.
You do. I can attest to that. Even though mine was broken up, I can attest to that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
At 5 years, it changes your attitude. What it does. Yeah, it changes your outlook, and you realize that, hey, you know, this is what big people do. They have to learn to get along. They have to learn to work as a team, but they also have to work on their individual strengths at the same time. You know, so instead of being a character, I thought I'd grow some character. And this was a good character-shaping moment, being in the Boy Scouts.
And then we also have another opportunity for our scouters to continue to serve, which is on March the 7th. We have our Scouting for Food that we do every year. So it's an opportunity for our scouts to get out in the community and give back. You know, continue that process of giving back. And so, you know, that starts March 7th with our Scouting for Food program. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited about that.
Well, great. Now, how can people find out more about the Scouts?
Say
they got the youngsters that are ready to either get into the Cub Scout or into the Boy Scout or whatever level. Is there a website or something?
Yes. We have a website. Cherokee BSA is our website. And we're right here on Quapaw, 520 South Quapaw. So, Cherokee BSA is our website, and they can find more about it. They can call us, come see us. We're ready. We're fully staffed, and so we're ready to keep recruiting and keep growing scouting.
And don't forget, get your tickets for the Thursday night affair, 6:30 at the Bartlesville Community Center. That's the 2020 Friends of Scouting annual patron dinner. You'll be glad that you did.
Yes. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Philip. I really appreciate it. We've got more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust.